wants to read?
Go ahead.
Tanur Rabbanan. Da'at Rishis, the Shabbos.
Okay, so there are four. There are four areas in Shabbos. Okay.
Right.
When Shabbos starts, the world is divided into four categories, four types of space. Right. Okay. Four types of places on Shabbos. You know what they are? Go ahead.
Rishus HaYachid.
First one is Rishus HaYachid. What's a Rishus HaYachid?
A private area.
A private area. Okay. So there's a private area. Okay, what else?
Rishus HaRabim.
Then there's a public area. Okay, what else?
Karmelis.
What's a Karmelis?
Neither.
It's an in-between area.
Colonnade.
It's a colonnade. What's a Karmelis? Okay, and what's the fourth?
Makom Patur.
Makom Patur. So these, the Karmelis and the... So what would you say Midaraisa, how many areas are there?
Three.
Midaraisa, there are three. What are the three? Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaYachid. And what? And everything else?
Well, the rest of there's no difference between Malcolm Torah and Karmelis.
The rest is no difference, right? Between Malcolm Torah and Karmelis. The rest is no difference. So Midaraisa, really, there's only two. There's... Do you call that third one Rosh Hashanah? I guess so. Yeah. So Midaraisa, so is what? There's your private area. There's your private property. Private property. There's public property. And what? And everything else?
Non-property.
All right. So let's see. How do you define these? What's the definition of these rishios?
Okay.
So what is a rishios ayachid? What is a rishios ayachid? Go ahead.
Choritz shu amak yud v'rachav dalad, a ditch that is 10 deep and 4 wide. V'chein geder shu gavo yud v'rachav dalad, and also a fence which is 10 high and dalad wide.
Okay, so what is a rishus yachid? It's a ditch, right, Rashi? There's no Rashi. It's a ditch. That is what?
Ten
tefachim deep.
And four amos.
And four tefachim wide.
It means 4x4, no?
4x4.
That's what I guess.
Tefachim wide?
Four amos.
For the rishus, right. It's four amos wide. How does the Ram have it?
And you tefachim?
Yeah.
Let's see, Rashi. Get there.
Kosel shehu gavo yud v'rof of dalet habirishas yachid. A wall which is 10 high and 4 wide. This is rishas yachid.
Where's your arms?
That's the left.
Where are these rams? You Dallas?
Yeah.
No, it's Tfachim. Tfachim. You got me, you bluffed me, good. You got me worried for a second.
I was all in.
Tfachim, it's all Tfachim. It's all Tfachim.
So what's the word Tfachim?
What do you mean?
I always thought that Rishus is Dalad Amos.
You were wrong.
No, it's like on like a sukkah. How big does the sukkah have to be? Seven tefachim. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a big area. Does not have to be a big area. So what is it? It's what? So it's a ditch that is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. Go ahead. V'chein geder.
Chotzah is, going from Rishus to Rishus and Chayav is Dalad Amos.
Right.
Okay.
V'chein geder, that's where you get it from. V'chein geder.
The Chet Gedesh, who Gavo Yud, Baruch of Dalad, Zuhi Rishas Yachad.
Okay, Rashi.
Gemara.
Kosel.
Gemara, right.
Kosel, Shehu, Gavo Yud, Baruch of Dalad.
Gavoa, right. It's 10 tefachim wide and 4 tefachim, 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. That's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Alright, so what's the definition of Rosh Hashanah Yachid? What's the definition of Rosh Hashanah Yachid?
That doesn't seem like a definition. It's two cases.
These are two cases, so what's the definition? Yeah. So it's an interesting thing. So the Rambam really explains a lot more in the Perish Shnayas. The Rams are like this. They would be Perish Shnayas. He says like this. In the beginning. He says, Shinoi Mekomos Bedinei Shabbos Arba. Right? Behena Mekorim Meshuyos Shabbos. The first, the three lines down. So these are the Meshuyos of Shabbos. Okay, let's go to the Rishus HaYachid. Yivakeini Rishus HaYachid. Right? Let me say the second one is Rishus HaYachid. V'hu HaMokom She'ein Dorchen Bo Rabim. Right? That's the place where the Rabim don't go. V'hu She'ye Govho Asar Tvachim. Right? Listen to the Rabim. Listen to me. The height is 10 tvachim, the orko arba tvachim, the rochvo arba tvachim. Oh, Yosef, so what's the definition of Rosh Hashanah Yachid? It has the height of 10 tvachim, the width of 4 tvachim, and the breadth of 4 tvachim. Okay? Three dimensions. Right? Mm-hmm. Or more. But if it's less, then these shiurim, in one of the directions, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay, now listen to this. Ve'ein chiluk bein sheyihye omud omeid b'shetach ha'aretz b'zeh ha'shiur o chafir ha'aretz sheyihye lo orach v'rochev v'omeik kasher hisninu. So there's no difference if it's a stand, it's something, an elevated stand, right, in the on the ground, that's 10 tefachim high and has a platform of 4x4, or if it's a depression in the ground, right, a ditch in the ground that has 10 tefachim deep and 4x4, oh, mokom mukof ba'arba ksolim, kamo abatim v'adiyorin, hakol yikra rishus hayachid.
How was that
out
in the last
game? Gova haksolim asar tvachim kamosha biyanu. V'achol b'neim dalal dalal yosef. So the Ram is trying to unify, right? He's trying to give you a unified idea of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And what is it? First of all, he gives you the idea. What's the main idea of Rosh Hashanah Yachid? That it's excluded from the Rabbim. It's interesting thing. Everything that the Ram defines the Rosh Hashanah Yachid as something that's an absence from the Rabbim, right? Now, what's a private area? A private area, Isaac, what's a private area? A private area, the Rambam says, is an area that the Rabbim don't go to, that the people, that the public can't go to. It's exclusive, right? That's the definition of a private area. It excludes the general population. It excludes the general population. Now, that's the idea. But what is the halachic definition? What's the halachic definition? So Ram's definition is what? Is that it's qualified by three dimensions. Right? Interesting. So it has to be qualified by its height and by its length and width. Right. Right? But he says it doesn't matter how it gets that definition. It doesn't matter if, yes, it doesn't matter if it's, let's say you build a platform, let's say you go into the street, right, and you build a platform 10 tefachim off the ground, right, so So that is the quality of height. That platform has a height of 10. Right? And as long as there's the width of Dalet al Dalet, then it has all three components. Or let's say you go into the street and you dig a hole, right? That's 10 tefachim deep. That's 10 tefachim deep. So that area on the bottom, right, is also that hole is qualified by the shear of 10 tefachim in terms of its height.
So it's not really a space, then, just in terms, if it just
in any sense partakes of these qualities, like, because the height of a platform is just in terms of like its elevation off the ground, right?
Right.
Not like in a room where you have, you know.
Oh yeah, you're right. So then, and then the last case is that you have walls. Now, how do you have I understand the height and the depth, right? Because the thing is really 10 tefachim high or 10 tefachim low. In other words, I can talk about the space, I can talk about the surface, and I can say the surface is delineated by 10, I can say the surface it has the quality of 10 tefachim, right, and its elevation. It's either elevated by 10 or it's lowered by 10, right? But I have the surface, which is dalad by dalad, 4x4, and then I have its elevation, right? But walls around an area doesn't give it any shear of 10, right? How do you qualify the area just because, how do you qualify the area by 10 just because of the walls, right? Just because of the walls.
When Rashi said gether, are you talking about this case of walls?
No, the case of the walls.
Well, it seems that it has to be physically moved off from the surrounding area, right? So so if you made like just a line around it, so that's just a symbol that we interpret it as being different, you know, as the surrounding area. But if you actually build walls around it, doesn't that have the same effect of making it, you know, physically moved off from its surrounding area if you put a wall around it? As opposed to just say like a line.
Right. So in other words, that's why the Rambam starts out with that general definition. That what is the Rishus HaYachid? What is the Rishus HaYachid? It's the place that the Rabbim don't go. Now, what is it that, what is the shear of preventing the Rabbim from going here? Apparently saying 10 tefachim, the fact that it is delineated, or it is separated from the Rabbim by 10 tefachim, that's what gives it the shear of Muvdal from Rabbim. It has to be separated from the Rabbim by 10 tefachim. And therefore, it doesn't matter if it's higher than by 10 tefachim, lower by 10 tefachim, or surrounded by 10 tefachim. Right? In either way, there's 10 tefachim that is preventing the Rabbim from accessing the spot. Right? That's the underlying idea. Right? That if you have something that the Rishus HaYachid means, you hear? Rishus HaYachid means that the people can't go there. People are prevented from going there. You have people walking in the street, and nothing prevents them from walking in the street. But if I would have something that is 10 tefachim higher than the street, then the people couldn't get in there. They'd have to go around it. Or if it was 10 tefachim lower than the street, they wouldn't be able to go in there normally. That would be a whole different. That would be a whole different thing. They wouldn't be just passing by. They'd have to actually stop there, right? Or if it was separated by 10 tefachim by a wall. So any one of those cases, there's just the other. Okay. All right. Now what's Rishus HaRabim? Go ahead, Yitzi.
Is it Hirush's Rabbim?
Sartia
Uplatia Dola Umavos Hamafulushin. Zuhi Rishus Rabbim Gomorrah.
Okay, so what's a Rishus Rabbim?
Rashi.
Go ahead.
Sartia Mesila Shaholchin Ba Meir Leir.
Okay, so the first one is it's a road, a Mesila, it's a path. Right?
Right.
Like Mesilas Sharm. It's a path that what? that connects two cities. It's a path that connects two cities. That's one. That's one case of Roshes Rab. Go ahead. What's the other case?
Haltia, Rachva shel ir
Shesham
miskaptin l'sfura.
Or it's the main street, right? It's the main street of the city. And what do they do there? It's the business district. They right. congregate right. there mm-hmm. to sell. Right? It's an interesting thing. So you have two things. You have this, the right. You have the street that connects, right? This is considered the Rosh Hashanah, the public domain. It's what? It's the street that connects two cities. That's where people travel. They travel between the cities.
Isn't it similar to,
right? What's that?
It's like almost like a highway.
Like a highway, right? Or it's what? It's within the city itself. The street where everybody brings their goods to sell. It's a general definition. I mean, there are some other requirements. Okay. But what is the idea of Rosh Hashanah then?
There's one more.
Yeah.
Umavos hamful lashon.
Right.
Shahir rachim yudvav am.
Right. Okay. Mavuos. What are mavuos? Mavuos are alleyways. Mavuos shel ir, right? The alleyways of the ear. Right? That are what? 16 amos wide. And what? And they're mifulashin.
Right.
What's mifulashin mean?
Mishne,
they're open.
They're open
from their both sides. Okay. To what?
To the
can't be done.
The merchant place.
That's considered a saram?
To a platya.
To a platya or a sratya.
Is that a saram?
It's hard to say sratya, isn't it? That's a Rosh Hashanah. That's also a Rosh Hashanah. So what is it?
Why is it hard to say sratya?
Because the sratya goes from city to city. Right?
You can have an alleyway.
Presumably there are streets up there too.
It just seems, in terms of general city planning, it would seem that your houses go towards the main street. Houses lead towards the main street. And then there was a shara here, and they would go out to the next city. But, Yeah, so what's the idea here? What's the idea of the Shisharam? So this is also machlokas. It's a big machlokas. You need the 600,000 people here. That's machlokas, right? It's a big machlokas rishon. The Ram doesn't mention it. A lot of rishon don't mention it.
You don't need that. What would you need?
You just need these things. You need these. Just what the mission. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara never mentions that you need 600,000 people. It's just Rashi learns it from the Mishkan, from the Midbar, from the way that the Jews, because the Gemara does compare it to the Machir, to the way the Jews were encamped in the Midbar. That had a din of Rosh Hashanah. But it's a machlokas. I mean, the Ram doesn't mention it. A lot of Rishonim don't mention it. Yeah. So what's the idea of Rosh Hashanah? So what does Ram say? Ram says, Rosh Hashanah hu makom sheyidrchu bo kol ha'am kulam. That's the place that everybody travels. That's the place that everybody travels. Right? U'betanai sheyeh b'li kiroi, you can't have a roof. V'sheyeh rochvo sheyeshtrei ama, o yoser. V'shelo yitoch Dalsayim, can't have doors. Ochomos, Medina, or within the wall. Kiyam Medina, Kishim, Kavas, Chomo, Dalsayim, Ulo, Tain, Rosh Hashanah, Melvahi, Yeshlo, Dinam, Od, Nivaram. Okay. So, see, Ram adds in Midboros and Yaorim. Ram includes deserts and forests as a Rosh Hashanah. The whole big, that's a big question. Why does he include deserts? And because the Gemara later says that desert is not Rosh Hashanah. It's a problem.
What is it?
Kamos, if you're Kamos.
How do you draw the line between
not being able to rub?
Between what?
The Rosh Hashanah and the desert.
Oh, there's no. It doesn't fit these descriptions.
No. I'm saying why it's not classified that. I'm saying how do you draw the line between them? It's just like
it's very simple. What do you mean?
What do you say one stop?
The road. There's the road, and then there's the desert. Right?
Oh, I see.
You're not on the...
I'm saying if the desert like comes up to the city, say a city in the desert.
Are you asking if the road goes through the desert?
No. I'm so confused.
If you live in a desert...
In the city,
you have the street, the main street,
right,
or the alleyways that lead to the main street,
right,
and then out of the city you have the road that goes to the next city. The desert is
outside.
No, it just doesn't fit those descriptions, doesn't
right.
It doesn't go into that, fit in that category at all.
Right. If there's a path through the desert, then that's considered the road that goes to the city, right. They tried to give Tirusim further on, but what's the idea? What's the idea of the Shus Rabin? He's saying it's what? It's the area that the Rabin, that everybody is Dariah. Right?
Any limitation on the Rabin.
Can't have any limitation.
It's like reserved or anything, like for specific people.
Has to be what? No limitation. Yeah. So how's it go?
Goes from.
It has a roof. What's that?
But it has a roof or a door.
Those are halachic requirements.
Uh-huh.
But so what do you have? Let's just see if we get it straight. What do you have? You have the alleyways. The alleyways is hard, right? You have the alleyways.
So the alleyways are like what we have, like side streets. Like side streets that lead to the main...
Side streets that lead to the main street, right? But where are they going from? What's that?
On the houses.
Yeah, how do you have that? Mishnei Roshan. The Mufloshan Mishnei Roshan Laplatia. How does it work? From both ends, they open from both ends to the Platia.
The same
Platia. Maybe it's two different.
Same Platia.
No, it's not the same Platia.
Well, there's only one Platia, isn't there? The Platia is the middle street.
You mean like a louver?
Central
Ave.
Maybe it's maybe it's like a curved side street, like.
Hard to believe that.
Sounds like this.
Where is this in the Rambam? Dalit is where?
Why is there have to be only one?
It's not two main roads that are connected by a side street.
Yeah, why does it have to be two, why can't there be two platias?
Well, it has the Rambam defined it, yeah.
Do you realize what you're suggesting?
Perky Dalid.
There's no way.
Yeah, he says what? Ezri Rishus Harabim, Midvaros, Vayoros, Vishvakim, Vidrochim, Hamufuloshin Lahem. Right? That it's what? It's the deserts, the forests, the markets, and the places that are open to them. Okay, so they're. They function for the main thoroughfares. You say. They function for the main thoroughfares, right? But if it's just a side street that goes from one house to another house, that's not.
So what does it mean?
Why? How do you define this?
So what did you? So how is it mifloshim from both ends?
No, it just means that he's just saying it means
that
they go to them.
You can access both sides of the thing. It's not reserved for like one guy,
right.
Like his house.
Right.
I mean, the Robin can access the thing from both
sides. Well, he just says Midboros vayaros v'shvakim v'drochim hamufuloshin lahem. Ubovad sheyei rocha v'derech tezayin amo v'lo yelov tikra. Right. So, no, it serves. So how do you define? How to define the? How to define it?
What are you trying to find?
Which is a rabbin?
According to the Gemara that says that there is the forest and outer surround, if you had placed it, like let's say, rabbin congregated in that area, would it then change its status or wouldn't matter?
Like, it would have to become one of those things. It would have to become one of those things. You can't just...
Let's say you have like a particular section of the forest that you have, it was used for lumber, so the rabbin every day is going there, but it's not, that's off the road, it's not...
See, that's not the rabbin. That might be a lot of people, but that's not the rabbin.
What does rabbin mean?
Rabbin is saying like from ear to ear. That's what we're trying to define. I mean, that is what we're trying to define here.
Okay.
Saying from ear to ear, right?
Rabbin doesn't mean not your feeling, basically.
Right. I mean, I think what Levi is saying is right. It's hard to define. I mean, he's saying no, there can't be any limitation. Right? I mean, yearly ear is not reserved for any specific... It serves for the entire population. Right? And also, Rashi says, the main street, that what? That everybody brings their goods, right? Those are places that are designated for the rabbin. And what? And the access to that, and the accesses to those places. But it has to have the shame though. But not a desert. The desert is open to everybody, right? What's the difference between the desert and the Rishas Rabbim? The desert is open to everybody, right?
But it's not designated for them.
But it's not designated for the attachments. It's not designated for them. All right, let's go a little further. Go ahead. Ain motim or shus a yochid zu,
or shus a rabbin zu. The ain machnisin or shus a rabbin zu, or shus a yochid zu. The em hotei ve hachnis, shogig chayv chatas, femezid, anush kares v'neskal.
Okay, so that's the question. What's the chiddush of this? But okay. Anush kares below asra, v'neskal basra. Okay, go ahead.
Aval yam uve ka the istnaos the istavnis ba karmlis and a lo krishus rabbin below krishus yachid. They
nosin.
What?
Nosin.
They ain't nosin with nosin and besocha. The im nasa with nasan besocha pater.
Okay, so an ocean, right, like the shore, or a bika. What's a bika? Rashi. Sodos harbe. Right?
Right.
Sodos harbe. So that's what? Fields. You can't... That's not a Rishus Rabim, and it's not a Rishus Yachid. Okay, and a Karmelis. I'm sorry. What is it? The Istavonis. We had that case. That's Lefnei HaChanuyos. Shioshim from Sochem. That's the place in front of the stores. And the Karmelis... Right, I'm going to ask what's the karmelis? That's the stuff. Yeah, it's the same thing we have for. Lo kirshus ayochid. Karmelis, right? That's what I'm going to ask. Why does it use the word karmelis here? What's the extra case of karmelis? All these are karmelis. So anyway, they're not a kirshus ayochid. Why? Yitzi, Rashi.
Oh yeah. Ain't a lo kirshus ayochid. Mishum de dami lirshus rabim.
Okay, so these areas are not a Rishus Yachid. Why are they not a Rishus Yachid?
Because it doesn't have mechitzos.
Because it doesn't exclude the Rabbim, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like a Rishus Yachid where it excludes the Rabbim. Correct? And it's also not a Rishus Rabbim. Why?
The Einan
domin le
diglei midbar.
Diglei midbar. Delav le hilucha derabim avide.
Okay. So that's like we were saying before. Rashi's saying that what's the difference between the karmelis, what's the difference between the karmelis versus the yachid is simple. That it's not exclusive. And what's the difference between the Carmelis and Rosh Hashanah Rabim? It's not for the Rabim. It's not It's not designated. It's not made for the Rabim. In other words, a road is really something that's made. These things just exist, right? Mm-hmm. A road is a vidi l'Rabim. It's made for the Rabim, or it can become made just by use. But it becomes a designated, it becomes the functional thing of the Rabbim. These things are accessible to the Rabbim, they're not exclusive, but they're not the function of the Rabbim. Right? They're not the function of the Rabbim. So therefore what? If you carry in them, so what's the halacha? You're not allowed to carry in them.
Right.
You're not going to be chayav for carrying from them to the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right? But you can't carry in them. Why? Kolomar ein metalpin bohen.
Right. Ela b'sof dalad mishum de domen the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Gazru b'hen rabbanan atu Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
So since they're similar to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in that they're not walled off, right? There's a gzera not to carry within the Dalet Amos. Vein Motzion Misochan Lishus Rabim. Right. And from Lishus Rabim to them. Or Rishus Yacha to them. And from them to Rishus Yacha. But if you do, you potter. Why? Zui Carmelis. Right. Yeah, so what does the Rambam say about the Carmelis? Let's look at the Rambam there. He says like this, Vashlishi, who are Nikra Carmelis? Who are Mokom Asher? Lo Nishlamu Bo Tanoi Rishus HaRabim, Velo Tanoi Rishus HaYavim. So Rambam says it, he expresses it in an interesting way. He says, the qualities of Rishus HaYachid and the qualities of Rishus HaRabim are not complete in it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have a complete shame of either one. Why? V'gidaro kasher omer. Who? Ki kol mokom shiye bo dalet tfachim ba'orech v'dalet tfachim ba'rochev o yotzer v'govo shlosh tfachim hu kamos. If it's dalet by dalet al dalet, right, and three tfachim high, that's the kamos. Bain ye chafir baretz ha'omed omed al shetach haretz hakol shove elim ye ha'omed omed gavoa test tfachim ha'esevgis avalim u'pachos mitest tfachim ha'shlosha hu karmelis. Right. Chayin em hu yosir mitest ad yud. Okay. What's that? Kind of what?
Boring.
Kind of boring. Sorry.
We'll pick up tomorrow.
Yeah. So what's the Carmelis? So the Carmelis thing is in between. In between. The Carmelis is not. It's not fully Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's not fully Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So the Rambam says Carmelis comes from the word of almana. That's what the Rambam says. Ki Carmelis, like an almana. So there's neither a married woman nor a penuyah.
What's the Yerushalmi mean? It's mal.
Yerushalmi says it's like a caramel. It's like the caramel, which is the middle ground. It's not wet and it's not dry.
That's like a description.
Caramel means comes from the word caramel.
Right. Why doesn't the Rama bring that?
I don't know.
He has that like on his own,
I saw another one Rishon mentions also. I don't know what the source is from. I don't know if that's his idea. Not. Yeah. So all right. You gotta make it exciting, maybe. We need to make this a little more exciting.
going from the stuff we've been doing to this.
Like, I know, cool. Slow down. Right, okay. You get a nice little break here.
Break? Who's left for a break?
What's that?
I don't want a break. I want to say stuff.
Well, good news, it's over. Okay.
Why don't you sit a couple plays out of your team?
Did you say the exact same thing, in other words, about a minute ago?
So what's the difference between the karmelis and the mokum patur? So what's a mokum patur? Mokum patur is less than dalad, right? Mokum patur is less than dalad. Mokum sheish bo pachas me'arva lava, and it has to be all, three off the ground. Otherwise, it's just going to be part of his rub. Yeah. So what's the difference between the mokum patur and the karmelis? It doesn't have any of the qualities. It doesn't have any of the qualities. Why? Apparently,
it doesn't really. I don't know. It doesn't really seem to be a functional area, right?
Right. And less than dal dal is not a functional area at all. Even if it's surrounded by 10 tefachim walls, I mean, it lacks in being a functional area. It lacks in being a functional area. Karma is really a functional area, but. It's, you can't say it's designated for the, you can't say it's moved up from the Rambam, you can't say it's for the Rambam. Karmelis doesn't have the din of an area at all. Mokum Patur. Alright, so listen, what should we do next? That's the question I'm trying to work out. I think we'll go to the next. Can you see the Gemara in Zion and Aleph? Over here it says no, let's not do that part. Omar, the next one. Next one then. Omar Rabba Bar Shila Omar Rav Chisda. Levain is the Kufa versus Rabbi.
Where is it?
It's right, but it's a little lower. It's towards the middle, a little lower than the middle of the page, by the hay. Above that hay.
Omar Rav Chisda?
Yeah, one right. Omar Rabba Bar Shila Omar Rav Chisda.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Levain is the Kufa versus Rabbi. Do that Gemara. Do the Gemara until. Until the next Omer Rabba, right, after the Tzoa. Do that Gemara, and the Tosfos for Toch Bifanel. Alright? That's more than enough.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're getting back into it. So you get to take one little break now just to recharge the batteries.